Hey, we have Coyotes tickets to give away. Generally, these listener appreciation promotions are in the newsletter, but we missed it because we hadn't gotten a full list of them yet. So we put a trivia question in the newsletter, and then we play a game right now. So we didn't have one in the newsletter. So let's pick a water fact from our CAP hour in the Arizona hour. What water fact should we throw out there?
What horsepower?
Okay.
Are the six pumps at the Wilmer Pumping Station at Lake Havasu?
All right. There are six pumps that draw water out of the Colorado River at the Parker Dam.
All the same horsepower.
On Lake Havasu, all the same horsepower, and then there's six of them. How much horsepower does each of those pumps have? Text the answer to 411-923.
And that'll win you Coyote tickets.
Well, we'll pick a random,
okay.
Everyone that answers it right. We'll put them in a pool, and then we'll pick a random number out of that pool, and we'll send you to, hang on, gosh darn it, of course I threw it away, Thursday, October 17th, 7 p.m. against the Nashville Predators.
Oh, that's this week. Okay. Yeah, better get them mailed out quick.
What horsepower are the pumps at the Mark Wilmer Pumping Station? Text it to 411-923 for Coyotes.
With that, we'll go to Richard, who's on hold.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I'm Richard, live in Sun City.
Okay.
I hired a contractor to do some remodeling, and so far it's cost $102,000. Just before the last payment, I told him to stop work until after I file a complaint with the ROC. I haven't heard back from them yet.
Things aren't going well, huh?
No, it's from the start, and I found the contractor. He's licensed, bonded, but I found him on our HO, Sun City and Sun City West. They have this list on. They call preferred contractors. Yeah.
And just to be perfectly clear for everyone that's listening, this isn't anyone that you got off the Rosie on the House referral network.
No, it was not.
I just wanted to make everybody clear of that.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So we're in this contract.
Right, yeah. Nothing that we got off you.
It's a significant size contract, and you've run into trouble in the middle of the job.
Yes, and one thing to let people know if they're listening in Sun City or Sun City West, those preferred contractors, it doesn't mean they do good work, but how they get on the list is they pay a monthly fee. And that's how they get on the list. It's not because they do or do not do good.
Okay.
I found that out. I said, well, they're preferred. And he said, oh, well, they just pay a monthly fee.
Okay.
And I said, and you put them as preferred. So anyway.
Tell me the trouble you're having.
Anyway, okay. They poured I had a 16 by 23 concrete floor extension, and they poured that 3 inches off center. So they had to cut 3 inches off of one end. And they had to add, of course, 3 inches on the other side to put the 2x6 wall up. And the first time they put the 2x6 wall off on the short end, they just had the 2x6 overhanging the footing by 3 inches. So that wasn't really good. So they did a little patch on concrete. And I seen that and told one of the inspectors that's not right. So he said, no, they have to do an engineer. They have to go through an engineer to do that. That footing repair, which is dig down to the bottom of the old footing and pour and rebar and everything.
Yeah.
And so they had the engineer report, but they didn't follow it. They only put the rebar down, one of the rebar was just laying on the bottom. The other one had some dowels in it, but they weren't epoxied into the old footing.
So you're not happy with this. Where are you with the contractor at this point?
He says that he doesn't have to fix it because it passed inspection. And then I have another problem with the ceiling where they put the sheetrock in wrong. They didn't put blocking at the end of the sheetrock for a 22-foot length. So I'm sure that sheetrock's going to crack because it's not fastened on the end of the sheetrock. And again, the contractor says he doesn't have to fix it because the county inspector passed it. So now my deal is going to be because I will be going through litigation, and it's like, well, if the inspector said it was okay, shouldn't it be the inspector's fault instead of the contractor's fault? So that's, so I'm wondering if I would, if I go to litigation, am I going to be able to sue the inspector's office?
That's tough. That's tough.
I know.
but I will tell you this, because an inspector missed something on an inspection doesn't mean it's right. And I've seen I've seen this over and over again, where latent defects get built into a project because an inspector just happened to miss one or two things that he was trying to inspect. Richard, I guess the first thing I would tell you is get with the Homeowners Association and make sure they know how unhappy you are with this quote-unquote preferred contractor. And I'm going to get your number. And I think your issues are deep enough that we're going to have to talk offline. And I'll give you all my experience and tell you how I think you need to proceed.
The answer is not 100 horsepower. It's not 450 horsepower. It is 666,000 horsepower per pump.